Halftime here in Chicago as we get ready for basketball today, and the Norse taking on Harper College. They are the Owls, and Marcus McKinney is here in our player spotlight, the pride of Menominee High School. How's it going, man?
Not bad, Jack.
Well, last game, I think you finally started to feel it out there shooting, eh? It's been a rough little stretch for you.
Yeah, started off the first 10 games or so pretty rough, but the other night I kind of got myself into a rhythm, and hopefully I can keep it rolling.
Or do you think it'd be fair to say that you are one of the streakiest basketball players ever at this level when it comes to getting your shot to fall or not fall?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of times if I miss a couple of shots, I might just not make a shot the whole game. But if I make a few in the beginning, I don't know if you can stop me at that point. So yeah, I'm a really streaky player, but I'm trying to work on my consistency. So we'll see how this weekend goes.
Well, you've got a couple of things that weapons that you have, though. You're really good at that pull-up jumper. You know, of course, you can nail the three, and being able to take some guys off the dribble, that gives you some weapons that you can use if one thing isn't going right.
Yeah, for sure. It's nice being able to have different weapons to go to in your arsenal when they take one away, or if you're not hitting your outside shot, you got the mid-range game. So as long as something's falling, then I'm pretty good.
Well, the defensive side of the ball has been pretty consistent, though, for you. Tell me about that part. Yeah, that can actually lead you to some, you know, strips and layups.
Yeah, back in high school, my coach Percolosi, he always got on me since I was a freshman about defense. I was one of the laziest defenders, like, ever. And, like, I think that has a lot to do with how I play defense now, because, I mean, I always got yelled at by him. So now I'm just, like, focusing a lot on defense and just trying to get better.
You try to say Perk yell. He never yelled.
Oh no, never. No, no. He's awesome. He's really helped me from where I was and where I'm at today. So yeah.
Is he still hanging around you?
Yeah, he is actually. He was just talking to my mom the other day. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you know, you're the kind of defender, though, that I don't want to put thoughts in your brain, but you really do seem like you feel that every defensive possession is a potential basket, a potential strip in two.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, defense leads into offense. So I mean, if I can keep my guy away from getting to where he wants to go, that just ruins their whole entire play. So then they're all out of whack, and then, I mean, that just opens up a lot of opportunities for our other guys even to jump passes and stuff. So even if I'm not getting the steal, I'm forcing something. So this is how I look at it.
What was that year like for you last year, Marcus, playing college basketball for the first time, being a very new program, you know, nobody really expecting much, and yet the guys had some pretty good success?
Yeah, it was kind of surreal. I mean, you walk in thinking, like, it's going to be one way, and then it's a complete opposite. It's just way different than high school. I mean, the competition level, I mean, our first game together was against Northern Michigan. I mean, they're a D2 team, and we got absolutely hammered by them. And it was just like a reality check, like, how this is going to be. But, I mean, I wouldn't take it back for the world. I'm having a blast with it. Met a lot of good people. Grown as a person because of it. So, I mean, everything that basketball has brought is changed my life, and the better, I think.
Well, every guy has their own thought process about it, and you know, you guys, there's some guys that are like, oh, I don't know if I'm coming back for my second year, I may go here or there, or just stop. And some guys did, some guys just plain stopped. You never had that thought, though. You were always coming here for two.
Well, yeah, I was always coming here for two. I mean, I knew I was gonna play for 2 years at least, but thing is, if you can play basketball and you love it still, like, I don't see why you shouldn't, because, I mean, you're only going to have so many opportunities. After college, after school, you're only going to be able to play in tournaments and not actually play for something real. So, I mean, I'm just trying to live through these memories because I'm going to remember them forever. So,
how about, like, things like last night where we were in downtown Chicago, and other than being frozen, you looked really cold.
Oh, yeah, I was freezing, Jack. I mean, the Windy City is real. No, but it's just those little experiences that you, like, go through with your teammates and stuff. I mean, we're all joking around and stuff, walking down Michigan Ave. I mean, you're never going to be able to get those back. I mean, when's the after this year, we're all, like, the sophomores, and then you got the freshmen, but when's the next time we're all going to be together, laughing together in a city other than Escanaba. I mean, I think that was a really, I think we're like a really close group, but things like that just make us become that much closer.
Well, except for on the bus, you stay close to the toilet. You always have that back seat sitting right next to the toilet. What's up with that?
You know, Jack, I'm at the way back. Last year I was actually on a platform a little bit, but this year I just got the back seat, and I'm just making sure everybody's staying in check. I'm just kind of watching over everybody, making sure they're not goofing off too much, because I'm kind of the.
I see. So you're our third coach back there.
Yep. Yeah. No, I don't know about that. I'm kind of like a like a player coach. I mean, I like to think so. Maybe not everybody does, but you know.
So you would never be causing any trouble back there in that seat so far away from the coaches and the rest of us at the front, right?
Come on, Jack. You know I don't cause trouble.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How dare I not? Okay, what are you studying here besides basketball at Bay College?
Right now I'm just kind of taking my general courses. But after this year, I plan on going into sports management. So we'll see what happens after with that, so.
And, you know, you could take my job if I don't come back next year as Voice of the North. You could take over that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That sounds like a plan.
There you go. See, I've already got it set up. Dr. Coleman's listening. We could set that up, right?
Oh, yes. Let her know.
Okay, all right. All right, Marcus, I'll let you give a shout-out to whoever you think may be listening today.
Yeah, just shout-out to my family. A couple of them might be coming to the Milwaukee game, so hopefully I see them there. Yeah, shout-out to them.
All right, well, best of luck today, and let's enjoy the rest of this trip.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, Marcus McKinney, everybody. Halftime here from Chicago, and it's Harper College, the opponent today. More coming up after these words. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.